everybody that you run into. How in the world do you think anybody's supposed to respect you? It's a brand new day. Respect yourself. Well, good afternoon, everybody. Declan here, standing in for Sheldon today. Take it from us, and welcome to our new listeners who possibly don't normally listen into us. That was our theme music brought to you and funded by Framework Trust, and it's a song by Joe Cocker, which is called Respect Yourself. I'm Declan Curran. I'm going to be unleashed while Sheldon's away, slopping around somewhere on Waiheke, apparently. And I'm going to give you a mix of music over the next hour so you can kick back and relax. Firstly, I guess, Happy New Year to everybody. Well, bit of an overcast day here, but let's hope everything finds up a bit later. And into the music. So the first song I've got for you is from George Harrison. And I racked my brains to try and find out what the theme song from the movie Instant Family is. And it's George Harrison, What Is Life? So you're listening to Take It From Us, Mental Health Radio, broadcasting to you right here on 104.6 Planet FM. And that's every Tuesday.
I can't say my love is
This track's done by Declan Galbraith. It's called Imagine, and originally written and performed by John Lennon, Yoko Ono received credit and was added as a songwriter in June of 2017. Here is Declan Galbraith's version of Imagine.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try.
Take It From Us on 104.6 Planet FM.
And I'm Declan Curran, standing in today for Sheldon, who is skiving around on Waiheke Island somewhere, I think. I told him to make sure he gets himself back for next week. Of course, first of the new year today, January the 1st, 2019, it is our first live show as well, so couldn't work out much better. And Sheldon and I are always proud to bring you each week the show, and we meet people from all walks of life with their unique stories to tell. It's an honour and a privilege to be able to give back through such a powerful medium. And just so people out there know that we too experience our periods of unwellness, so it's not all roses with us either. And that can come from anywhere at any time. And you probably know, if you were a long-time listener, that Sheldon went through a patch earlier this year, so it was nice to be there to be able to be a support to him. I'm going to give you now an article from Health Central New Zealand, and it appeared in the New Zealand Herald. It's written by Emma Russell, and it's about over 200 suspected suicides associated with DHB failings. So it could be a bit controversial, but Sheldon gave it to me, so blame him if it gets too gritty. At least 208 suspected suicides have been reported by DHBs in the last year, and they occurred while or soon after the person was under public health care. The latest Health Quality and Safety Commission Adverse Events Annual Report showed 208 of the deaths mentioned were suspected suicides, 12 of which occurred in an inpatient unit. The remaining 104 deaths were from other parts of the health sector. These findings come just a day after it was revealed 21-year-old Nicky Stevens' death could have been avoided had the advice of his parents not to allow their son out on escorted unescorted leave been adhered to. Stephen's body was found in the Waikato River on March the 12th after he had disappeared on March 9, following being allowed out of the Henry Rongomau Bennett Centre at Waikato Hospital on unescorted leave. Commission Chair Professor Alan Merry said it was incredibly concerning when people were being looked after under the health care system and the system fails them and then they go and commit suicide. But there was a lot more to learn from this, Merry said. For the first time since 2013, the mental health and addiction sector of the DHB was included in the report. In total, 982 adverse events, meaning an unexpected or unplanned event that resulted in harm or death, they were reported in the first year by private and public health services. Of the 631 that were reported by DHBs, 317 were due to clinical management and 255 were falls that resulted in serious harm. Other highlighting reported categories including healthcare-associated infections and medications. The year before, there were 542 adverse events reported by DHBs. Merry said adverse events could have a devastating effect on the person involved and their family, whānau and friends. He also went on to say that every event described here has a person at its centre. Adverse event reporting makes it possible to review each event, discover the reasons behind it and put recommendations in place with the aim of preventing anything like it from happening again. He went on to say that the Commission would use this information in its MHA Quality Improvement Program. He also said one of the aims of the program is to support providers to learn from and reduce serious adverse events. And we'll achieve this aim by providing guidelines and facilitating timely, consistent reporting and reviews, improving consumer involvement in adverse events reviews, and sharing findings are also important. The Ministry of Health endorses fully the Commission's approach to learning from each adverse event. And later on in the show, I will give you some contact numbers if you are in a position of stress or unwellness, which at this time sort of goes, unfortunately, hand in hand with this season. So I hope you're with family and friends out there and feeling good. So hopefully I can bring a bit of joy to you with some music that we've played throughout this year. The next song is called Shine from Years and Years. It came out in 2015, and Years and Years vocalist Ollie Alexander wrote this song about his boyfriend Neil Arnon Smith, who's a violinist in the group. The lyrics evoke the dizzying experience of falling in love. Here's Shine from Years and Years. You're listening to Take It From Us Mental Health Radio, broadcasting every Tuesday on 104.6 Planet FM from 12:30 to 1:30.
What I've done, I'll be redefined. It's just sit waiting on the sidelines, from the sidelines. So helpless inside, oh love, there's no need to hide. Just let me love you when your heart is tired. And if you're broken, hold you apart. And if it feels like you lost who you are, my love, there's no need to hide. Just let me love you when your heart is tired. Walls don't talk, and if they could, they'd say, can't hide your secrets, you can't forget about this mess. I'm waiting on the sidelines, from the sidelines. I see those tears in your eyes, and I feel so helpless inside. Just let me love you when your heart is tired. If your bones hold you apart, it feels like you've lost who you are. My love, there's no need to hide. Just let me love.
Was Tired from Alan Walker and Gavin James, and it reached number 8 in the New Zealand charts. Welcome aboard, and to our listeners who are out there that wouldn't normally tune into us, we are Mental Health Radio, take it from us. And we broadcast right here in the home of Planet FM on 104.6, which you're listening to obviously now. And we broadcast usually live every 12:30 to 1:30 on a Tuesday. I'm going to drop something in here related to what a friend said to me, and I've said it before on air. And he's had various medical issues, and he's going through processing the whole grief of losing his mum to lung cancer earlier this year. So I've headed over to Melbourne to be support for him and back again. And he said, I don't feel normal anymore. And I said, well, what is normal anyway? I said, you know, when you go through the trauma of experiencing a mental health condition, and it's a I noticed mine was a real shock when I hit the psychosis on the day that I did. My whole world turned upside down, inside out, and just shattered. And I said to him, you know, making your way back to being as close as possible to where we were before we first experienced the mental health trauma, I think that's one of the most important things. And I think the thing is that no matter what we go through in life, no matter how many hurdles we get given to jump, we're still here. And I think wow, that's an achievement in itself, you know. And I think, too, the other thing is don't beat yourself up if you're not feeling, you know, particularly bright. You don't have to be 100% bubbly all the time, and no one should tell you you have to be. That's for you, you know, you whatever space you're comfortable in. I think it's acknowledging that feeling. Once you acknowledge it, I think sometimes it takes the fear away. But what I basically said to my friend is, you know, once you get back to where you're as close as possible to where you were before all these events happened, that's where you've found your new normal. That's your new happy space. And it might be tweaked slightly off from where you thought you were going to go. You know, I haven't got back to where I fully was, but I'm in that happy space because I just managed to do things that... you know, fit around that. Not having to work is actually a bonus in a lot of ways. The next song I'm going to give you is from a group called Topic, and it's called Find You, and features Jake Rees.
When I'm looking for colours, when I'm stuck in a world of grey, there's a part of me pointing to you like a compass. Every inch of your body is like it's penciled into my brain, and I carry you around like you fit in my pocket. And nothing and nothing they do could keep me away from you. Yeah, nothing and nothing they do could keep me away from you. 'Cause I see you shining through. No, I don't get lost, and it's all because I know that I'll find you. Yeah, when the skies get dark, you're my northern star, and I know that I'll find you.
Talking to myself again. And I know you don't owe me your love. And I know that you don't owe me nothing at all. Ain't no way I'm giving up on you. Don't leave me here. Never answer. I try to talk, you keep on dancing. I can feel you on my skin, but am I only dancing with the wind? And I know you don't owe me your love. And I know that you don't owe me nothing at all. Ain't no way I'm giving up on you. Don't leave me here.
You're with Take It From Us on 104.6 Planet FM.
And that was Shed a Light. Robin Schultz and David Guetta did that. I think at this time of the year it's very important to acknowledge the medical staff who work tirelessly to help us back to our happy place, as I like to call it. And they're obviously working under a lot of pressure, especially at this time of the year. And over the, you know, Christmas, New Year break, all areas actually, emergency admissions at hospitals, in the in wards and that sort of thing. I was lucky to get home in time for Christmas when mine happened, but only by about a week or so. And I'd like to especially thank my psychiatrist and the outpatient team, Phil. You know who you are. Thank you for your never-ending support. It's very much appreciated. This song now that I'm going to send out to you is a special dedication to all those people that, what would you say, tirelessly fight for us, you know, get us back to where we could, you know, where we were before, where we want to be. The song's actually got a Vichy in the background doing all the music bits, I think. It's generally where he specialises. And the group that sings it is called Otto Knows. So I don't know where that comes from. But here's a track. It's called Back Where I Belong. And, of course, that fits the theme, I think.
Step off the train at dawn, back in the place where I was born. And it's been 10 years since I've been gone. It took me 10 years to know I'm wrong. I've been everywhere and nothing is new. And I've done everything I've set out to do. I'm nothing without you, without you. I'm nothing at all. Been here all along. I finally made it. until you know what life can buy. You know I hope the world's been kind. Hope you can see it in my eyes that I've been everywhere and nothing is new. And I've done everything I've set out to do. I'm nothing without you, without you. I'm nothing at all. Now I'm better off alone. No matter where I go, it's been
with Take It From Us Mental Health Radio, broadcasting to you right here on Planet FM 104.6 every Tuesday from 12:30 to 1:30. Got a track here now from SIA, S-I-A, and it's called Never Give Up. And I think that encompasses the whole battles that we have with mental health. It actually comes from the Lion movie, of all things, which I didn't know. And she taps into the Indian roots of the film by declaring a Bollywood vibe beneath her characteristically sunny undertakings. And when I get her up, she'll be with you. She's gone into hiding. Here she is.
Abandon me, but I won't ever give up, Lord.
had to take a look at the lyrics of that one some time ago. She actually sings, "I'll find my way home." So, okay. I think that's what we do when we get ourselves back on an even keel. And I think we could all say there that when you do have a period of trauma, you really start to know who your true friends are. And they're the ones that respect us, they give us support, and they stick around through those hard times. And I always say that's a true test of friendship, is who's there for the bad times, not just the good times. And sometimes it's just having someone there that can listen. Sometimes they say, you know, a problem halved is a problem solved. Well, yeah. Okay. The next track here I've got for you is from a group called Lifehouse. It's Broken. Well, the song's not broken. It's called Broken. The interpretation can vary. So you can take the lyrics and interpret them with whatever emotion's going on for you in your own life. And what I particularly like with a lot of music, you just interpret it as you want to. You know, it can be happy, it can be sad, you know. Enjoy.
The broken clock is a comfort. It helps me sleep tonight. Maybe it can't stop tomorrow from stealing all my time. And I am here still waiting, though I still have my doubts. I am damaged at best, like you've already figured out. I'm falling apart, I'm barely breathing, with a broken heart that's still beating. In the pain there is healing. In your name I'm holding on, I'm holding on, I'm holding on, I'm barely holding on to you. The broken locks were a warning you got inside my head. I tried my best to be guarded, I'm an open book instead. I still see your reflection inside of my eyes. They're looking for purpose, they're still looking for light. I'm falling apart, I'm barely breathing, with a broken heart that's still bleeding. Is there healing in your name? I find meaning, so I'm holding on, still holding, holding on, I'm still holding, holding on, I'm still holding, I'm barely holding on to you. I'm hanging. Just to see what you throw my way, and I'm hanging out to the words you say. You said that I will be okay. The broken lights on the freeway left me you alone. I may have lost my way now, haven't forgotten my way home. I'm falling apart, I'm barely breathing, with a broken heart that's still beating. In the pain there is healing. In your name find meaning, so I'm holding on, still holding, I'm holding on.
and you're listening to Take It From Us Mental Health Radio. I promised you I'd give you some helpline numbers, and I think this is an appropriate place to put it between this song and the next song. The next song, actually, I find really quite a sad one, but it can be inspirationally uplifting as well. Okay, if you need any help for anything, if you're going through some bad patches, you can phone or text 1737. You can contact Lifeline. They're available 24/7 on 0800 543 354. The Suicide Crisis Helpline also operates on 24/7, and that's 0508 828 865. Youthline is available on 0800 376 633. Kidsline, available 24/7, is on 0800 543 754. What's up? I think that's aimed for the young ones as well, from 1 p.m. to 11 p.m. on 0800 942 8787. And the depression hotline or helpline is available 24/7, 0800 111757. And of course, if it is an emergency situation, you should be going for the 111. The next song I've got for you is a power ballad. It's about craving emotional closeness, and it portrays the evolution of a love relationship between two lads growing up in a small town. It's actually a trilogy of songs that go from when they were young right through to teens. It's called Talk Me Down by Troy Sivan, and he provided suicide prevention hotlines after its release, and that's why I'm putting this on, because I think it's a very important thing.
I wanna sleep next to you, but that's all I wanna do right now. And I wanna come home to you, but home is just a room full of my safest sounds. 'Cause you know that I can't trust myself, it's my 3 a.m. shadow. I'd rather fuel a fantasy and deal with this alone. I wanna sleep next to you, but that's all I wanna do right now. So come over now and talk me down. Your hands and lips still know their way around. And I know I like to draw the line, it starts to get too real. But the less time that I spend with you, the less you'll need to heal. I wanna sleep next to you, but that's all I wanna do right now. So come over now and talk.
over now and talk me
You're with Take It From Us on 104.6 Planet FM.
Hands, put your empty hands in mine. And scars, show me all the scars you hide. And hey, if your wings are broken, please take mine so yours can open too. I'm gonna stand by you.
I think that's the most important thing we could probably say on the show is having friends and family to stand by you because, it's not a nice place to be when you're going through that sort of trauma. And I'm pleased and thank my family and friends for sticking around through the bad times because it's pretty traumatic. I just wanted to say, before this next song, when we think about worry, I saw something not so long back which says 90% of what we worry about won't happen, 5% going to happen anyway, and the other 5% we can change. So I guess the odds are stacked pretty much in our favour, but it's not always easy to say if you're going through depression or anxiety, and quite often we need a helping hand to pull us out. And that's why the next song I'm going to play you is about being there for someone when they're down. Jess Glynn wrote this song. It's called I'll Be There. And she says, everyone has the right to feel, I'm going to substitute the word for poop, and has the right to feel broken no matter how you're feeling. So this is I'll Be There from Jess Glynn. You're listening to Take It From Us Mental Health Radio, broadcasting here on Planet FM 104.6 every single Tuesday from 12:30 to, 3:30 then. Good God. 12:30 to 1:30. Here's the song I'll Be There.
When all the tears are rolling down your face, and it feels like yours was the only heart to break. When you come back home and all the lights are out, and you're getting used to no one else being around.
Sheldon and I are here for you each week, hoping to hopefully make things a little easier for you. We're just about finished up now. But New Year's resolutions, I like to look at them as something that you work on your progress all year round. You know, when these people say you're going to do something at the beginning of the year. Anyway, be gentle on yourselves. Have a lovely day. You are unique. Everyone has something to offer and talents. And Denise, every time I look at that little rock that you gave us with hope on it, it inspires me. Take care, guys. We'll see you next week.
How in the world do you think anybody's supposed to read?